tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, the 4th of May, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, unfortunately, last week we had another alleged terror attack. Two Jews were stabbed by a Somalian. We've been told that it was terrorism, although the Somalian himself had only just been released from a secure mental facility and he was living in assisted living. So it could be that it was his mental illness that actually led him to stab these Jews. Predictably, we're being told that the reason for this occurring is because of the Palestinian protests, effectively saying, well, the reason for this is because you're allowing people to complain about Israel's behaviour in Gaza and Iran. They never actually look at themselves and say, well, could it possibly be because of Israel's behaviour in Iran and in Gaza that certain people feel strongly enough about this that they just go out and attack Jews? And they never seem to be able to actually look at themselves and say, well, is there something that we're doing that causes this? Why is it that we're being attacked? Why is it that we've been pogromed? Why is it that we've been kicked out of 119 different countries, in some of those countries multiple times? Of course, I certainly don't condone attacking anybody, and I feel sorry for these Jews who were stabbed, but they did survive. I think one of them has been released from hospital. And when you look at it, things, and you think, well, there was about 50,000 stabbings that occurred last year in Britain. Last year, one of those stabbings was of a Jew, and this year there's been two Jews that have been stabbed. Of course, I don't want to see any Jews stabbed, but you have to put it into perspective that there were actually 50,000 other people that were stabbed, and they didn't get any Cobra meetings or wall-to-wall coverage on the news, special help, calls for banning of protests. They didn't get special interviews with the Prime Minister. All of this only occurs because these people are Jews, which I would argue clearly shows that there is a two-tier system of justice in the country. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about today. What I wanted to talk about is the response to this from the Jewish community. Because again, it's something that can be contrasted with the white community, to see how the two different communities are treated in completely different ways. This first article I've got here comes from GB News, and the headline is "Ex-Royal Marines Drafted In to Defend Synagogues and Jewish Schools Amid Anti-Semitism Surge." The Community Security Trust has engaged a private contractor to recruit personnel from elite fighting units within the Royal Navy and the Army. Now, the Community Security Trust is a Jewish organisation, and it's led by Sir Gideon Falter, who is a very, very effective advocate for Jews. He has devoted his entire life to speaking up for Jews. And this Community Security Trust that he either started it or he is the front man for it, they get a lot of money from the government to effectively do good things for Jews. And we certainly don't have anything the equivalent for white people. There's certainly no white Community Security Trust that gets any help from the government. And in fact, if somebody was to set up a white Community Security Trust, I suspect that they would be accused of being Nazis and racists, and they would have their bank accounts taken away, so they wouldn't even be able to receive any funds from people that wanted to donate to the charity, let alone funds from the government. Former Royal Marines and Parachute Regiment veterans have been deployed to safeguard synagogues, schools and other Jewish community sites throughout Britain following a surge in anti-Semitic violence. The hiring of ex-soldiers from elite military units comes in the aftermath of Wednesday's stabbing attack in Golders Green, where two Jewish men were wounded and a series of arson incidents targeting Jewish-linked locations in recent weeks. Now, just forget about the fact that it's the Community Security Trust that is paying for this, because their funding actually comes from the government. When we had white people stabbed, we certainly never came out with the idea that we needed to have the armed SAS on the streets in order to protect the white community. But this is seen as acceptable, since it is the Jewish community. We're supposed to just accept that we should be having the SAS and the military on the streets to protect these people. On Thursday, the government elevated the national terrorism threat level to severe, indicating that another attack is considered highly likely. The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, which operates independently within MI5, had previously assessed the threat as substantial. Metropolitan Police Commissioner Sir Mark Rowley described British Jews as facing an epidemic of anti-Semitism and warned that they confronted a ghastly Venn diagram of hatred from multiple directions. And of course, they're trying to say that this hatred has been caused by the fact that Britain has allowed people to protest against what's happening in Gaza. I think people can see what's happening in Gaza. They don't necessarily have to go on a protest to condemn what is happening in Gaza. And of course, there is a small minority that will blame all Jews for what is happening in Gaza, and they might go out and attack them. But preventing protests isn't going to stop this. And putting the army on the streets really shows that this group of people are held in so much more respect than the white people whose country this actually is, the white people who built this country. I mean, if you think there are 50,000 people get stabbed every year, and a large portion of that are white people, why aren't the military being put on the streets to protect white people? Why isn't Sir Mark Rowley talking about how white people are facing an epidemic of murder? Especially when you consider the number of people that have been murdered by people of migrant background, migrant heritage. I mean, it's got to be over 100 people a year, I should imagine, that are murdered by people of migrant heritage. And yet that's not being described as an epidemic of anti-white violence. Essa Suleiman, a 45-year-old British national, and I really take offence at this, he's not a British national at all, he's a Somalian national, he's part of the Somalian nation. He may have been given British citizenship, in which case he's a British citizen, but he's not a British national, is he? If somebody is a British national, it means they are a part of the British nation. And a nation is an ethnic group. It's people that are related to one another through their ancestry. And a Somalian is clearly not related to the British ethnic group through ancestry. It would be much more correct to say Essa Suleiman, a 45-year-old Somalian with British citizenship. And of course, they don't say that. They say Essa Suleiman, a 45-year-old British national who was born in Somalia and arrived in the UK legally as a child during the 1990s, has been charged in connection with the attack, as if the fact that he arrived legally or illegally has anything to do with this. It doesn't. He's a Somalian. That's what matters, is that he is not of any of the British group of nations. He's not a British national, I would say. He's just a British citizen. He appeared at Westminster Magistrates Court on Friday, facing three counts of attempted murder and one count of possessing a bladed article in public. So interesting, he hasn't actually been charged with terror offences there. And I would say that's because he has this mental health problems. So why are we being told that it's a terrorist attack? The court heard that Suleiman had been residing at supported accommodation in southeast London for individuals leaving secure hospital settings. And secure hospital settings are when somebody has been sectioned for the protection of the public for their mental health problems. South London and Maudsley NHS Trust confirmed he had been receiving care from their mental health services. Commander Helen Flanagan, who leads Counter-Terrorism Policing London, stated, "Our thoughts remain with the victims involved and specialist officers continue to provide them with support as their recovery continues." Sir Mark Rowley has requested urgent funding to recruit 300 additional officers dedicated to protecting Jewish communities. Why were there not 300 additional officers urgently funded to protect the white community after three young girls were murdered at Southport? Why don't we have extra people on the streets, extra police on the streets to protect our children? We don't get that at all, but this gets called for specifically for the Jewish community, 300 additional officers. I don't think there were any additional officers at all that were requested after the Southport murders. A community security trust, which advises Britain's approximately 280,000 Jews on security matters, has engaged a private contractor to recruit personnel from elite fighting units within the Royal Navy and the Army. And again, I'm not criticising Gideon Falter or the Community Security Trust for doing this. They have every right to try to protect themselves from violence. But white people do as well. And why is it that the British government gives out money to this Community Security Trust to help with security matters for Jews, but doesn't actually give out any money specifically for security matters for white people who are the victims of multiculturalism, as I say, who are the victims of these non-white attackers? These former troops are believed to have first been deployed following the Manchester synagogue attack last October, when a terrorist drove into worshippers during Yom Kippur services, killing two people. So this has been going on for a while, that we've had the military on the streets to protect Jews. The CST operates with a £28 million annual Home Office grant for Jewish community site security, though many institutions have supplemented this by dipping into their own funds. So that's a lot of money that's being given out to Jews to protect themselves. Again, why do we not have money being sent out specifically for white people to protect themselves, especially after this Southport attack, after the three white people that were killed by Valdo Calacane? I mean, it seems every week you hear of rapes or murders of white people by people of migrant heritage, and yet there's no specific funding for the protection of white people from these attacks. And also, if they've got the SAS that they've hired out there to protect them, what would they say if a group such as Patriotic Alternative was to somehow come up with this money and say, well, we want to hire SAS and ex-military to protect our white school children, for instance, outside of schools? Well, again, people would be locked up and they'd be accused of terrorism for funding a military group to protect them. The organisation, that's the Community Security Trust, has also trained more than 2,000 volunteers to help protect Jewish sites, including instruction in Krav Maga, the Israeli-developed self-defence system. Again, this is interesting because whenever you have nationalist organisations for white people, a lot of the time they like health and fitness, and they like to promote health and fitness. And this gets exposed in the mainstream media press as military-style training camps, teaching people how to attack others. And it's got so bad that if you have a nationalist organisation in Britain, you can no longer hold self-defence classes because you'll be accused of training people up to fight in a race war. So if you're white and you wish to instruct other white people in self-defense, you can't do that. You'll be accused of preparing for a race war. But if you're Jewish, then you can quite clearly, as it says here, give out instruction in Krav Maga in order to protect Jewish sites. If you're white and you wish to learn how to defend yourself in order to protect, say, for instance, white Christian sites like churches, you'll be accused of training up an army, a racist army. So again, we have a two-tier system. And I'm not saying that these Jews shouldn't be able to do this and to train themselves up in self-defense. What I'm saying is white people are not allowed to do the same. A CST spokesperson said the organization deploys a range of capabilities as part of our operations, protecting the Jewish community. Alma, a Jewish primary school, has launched an urgent fundraising campaign seeking £50,000 for enhanced security infrastructure. Jews care about their children. This is why they do this. Do white people care about their children to such an extent? I don't think white people do care that much about their children. Why aren't they asking for extra security protection for white children after we heard about how hundreds of thousands of them were raped by predominantly Muslim grooming gangs? Why were white people not demanding enhanced security infrastructure for their white girls at school? For instance, well, we've just been browbeaten into accepting these things that they just happen. Sam Bianco, co-chair of Friends of Alma, said, "Everyone is really shaken by this incident. We just want to keep our children safe." And I wholly support them in doing that. My criticism is that white people are not allowed to do the same. We're not allowed to set up organisations in order to keep our children safe. We would be told that that is racist to do such a thing. While emphasising that existing security arrangements remain robust, Mr. Bianco explained the additional measures were about future-proofing the school as the threat landscape evolves, so they are expecting there to be more anti-Semitic attacks. And I probably agree with them that there will probably be more anti-Semitic attacks, and these anti-Semitic attacks, I believe, will probably come from the Muslim community, which is a community that in most cases was invited over here, and we were lobbied, the British people, to allow them to come over here, mainly by Jewish voices. It's mainly Jewish voices that call for more refugees, for instance, and they say, well, we advocate for refugees because we were refugees once as well. This is why we do this. But the end result of that is that we now have multiculturalism in Britain. We now have all these different ethnic groups in Britain, and some of these ethnic groups have grievances against Jews, and they come from ethnic groups which carry out violence when they have grievances. They're not used to going through the courts or debating in their home countries. For instance, they will use violence to redress a grievance. They will see it as a blood feud. So in a way, Jews themselves are responsible for creating this sort of a situation where this sort of thing can occur. And they must understand that if we don't stop multiculturalism, more of these actions are likely to occur, and that's why they're increasing these security arrangements, and they describe it as future-proofing the school. The CST has indicated it may cover up to half the costs for recommended upgrades to CCTV, fencing and physical security infrastructure. Bianco added, "None of us should have to be spending our time raising money for security. We should just be focusing on education." And again, that's quite correct. But unfortunately, we now have a multicultural country where it is necessary to raise money to protect our children. Jews need to protect their children. White people need to protect their children as well. But again, if we were to start doing that or calling for that, we would be accused of being racist. And any time that we have trained people up before in self-defense, we've been accused of preparing for a race war. And it's been all in the newspapers about camps that Western Spring used to organize, for instance, that taught self-defense. And now you just can't even risk doing that. You can barely risk having a boxing match as a British nationalist group, because you'll be accused of training people up for violence. And yet as it says here, it's the Jews are quite welcome to train other Jews up in self-defense in order to protect Jewish sites. But if you're white, you're not allowed to do so. Now, I have another article here today, which just to contrast with this one. I mean, what we just heard about there is a non-white or a Muslim attacking Jews in Britain. And what we have happening in Israel is we have Jews attacking Christians. And this comes just after recent footage of a Israeli soldier smashing up a crucifix. And Grandpa Dan talked about that in the Parish of the Patriots the other week. Now, we've heard of another deplorable attack on a Christian woman. Nun shoved to ground and kicked in horror assault near King David's tomb in Jerusalem. And again, this is coming from GB News. A nun has been left with bruising after she was assaulted in Jerusalem, with religious leaders condemning the incident as a racist attack. The woman was pushed over and kicked on Tuesday near King David's tomb outside the walls of the Old City in Israeli-occupied East Jerusalem. The 48-year-old Christian was shoved to the ground, where she landed face first onto a rock before being kicked repeatedly, suffering bruising to her face, according to reports. A 36-year-old man has since been arrested in relation to the attack on suspicion of racially motivated assault. And the man that carried out the attack was Jewish. Should we have specific protections for Christians against Jews? Again, if you were to advocate for that, you would be accused of anti-Semitism. And they would say, oh, this is just an individual incident. But it's still a religiously motivated attack against Christians. Israel's foreign ministry condemned the attack and extended sympathies to the victim, a researcher at Jerusalem's French School of Biblical and Archaeological Research. Further condemnation of the incident came from Father Olivier Pouquillon, director of the school, who wrote on X that she was the victim of an unprovoked assault. He wrote, "We strongly condemn this act of sectarian violence and expect the authorities to act swiftly and decisively." Do you think the Israeli government held a COBRA meeting and had wall-to-wall coverage of this and demanded that there would be extra special security for Christians in Jerusalem? No, of course they didn't. And attacks on Christians quite often happen in Jerusalem, in Israel. Jews will spit at Christians. They will curse them as they walk past them. I mean, these are all things that are sanctified behavior, basically, in the Talmud. It calls for this sort of behavior, for them to curse Christians. They use the word idolater in the Talmud. But of course, Jews regard Christianity as idolatry. So anything that they say they should do to idolaters, they effectively do to Christians. I mean, what this really shows is that having multiple religions together, multiple people living together in one area of different ethnic groups is a recipe for problems, basically. I mean, you've got problems here because you've got Christians and Jews in the same area, and the Jews will attack Christians. You've got problems in Britain because we've got Jews and Muslims in the same area, and Muslims will attack the Jews because of what they see going on in Israel. I mean, if you wish to limit the friction in society, it is far better to have a cohesive, monocultural, monoracial, monoethnic society than it is to mix all these different groups together. The French consulate in Jerusalem also condemned the attack and called for the attacker to face consequences. The Vatican shared concern over the attack, described by church officials as setting a serious and dangerous precedent. The suspect was arrested by Israeli police officers on Wednesday, with a video released of him being handcuffed by officers. CCTV footage, also shared by police, depicts the woman, dressed in a traditional grey habit, being attacked in broad daylight by the attacker, adorned in a Jewish kippah and tzitzit. So it was quite clearly a an observant Jew that carried this out, and he clearly felt emboldened to do so in broad daylight, which really sort of shows you the way that Christians are treated in Israel. In a social media statement, the police said that they treat any attack on members of the clergy and religious communities with the utmost seriousness and apply a policy of zero tolerance to all acts of violence. And I am pleased to see that this person was actually arrested for this. A photograph of the nun was also published showing the bruising that she received to her face. The assault comes amidst a recent rise in harassment of Christian clergy and pilgrims by Jewish extremists in Jerusalem's Old City and across Israel. One incident last month saw the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, blocked from performing Palm Sunday Mass at a church in Jerusalem. And this was actually carried out by the Israeli authorities. They were the ones that wouldn't allow him into the church to perform his Palm Sunday Mass. And they used the excuse of the bombings in Iran, effectively the war with Iran. They used that as a reason to block him from going into his own church, effectively. Should the Jewish authorities have the right to block a Christian patriarch from going into his own church? I would say that they shouldn't. And if the church had got bombed by Iran and he was unfortunately died in there, it wouldn't be the Israelis' fault, would it? Another incident saw an Israeli soldier desecrating a statue of Jesus with a sledgehammer in a Christian neighbourhood of southern Lebanon, leading to a condemnation of the Israel Defence Force from Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And at first, nothing was done about this. It was only because there was this great outrage about this that the Israeli Defence Force's soldier was actually arrested for this. And again, what this shows is that animosity against Christians is accepted in Israel. It's sanctified and sanctioned by the Israeli government. They're the ones that stopped the patriarch from going into his own church. It was the Israeli Defense Forces that were kicking down this crucifix, attacking this crucifix. And that shows you that it's tolerated in the Israel Defense Forces. Animosity to Christianity is accepted. He boldly did this on camera because he thought that he would not be reprimanded for it, because clearly anti-Christian sentiment is rife within the Israeli Defense Forces. Jerusalem's Old City has seen regular cases of religious Jews spitting and acting aggressively towards those wearing Christian religious dress or symbols. As I say, that's because that is sanctioned in the Talmud. It tells Jews that they have to do that and they have to curse idolaters. This is why they're doing this. And it must be much worse than is actually being said here, because I'm reporting this from GB News, which is a fervently Zionist organization, and they would only be printing this if they knew that they would not be able to get away with not printing it, and they will be minimizing this as well. Church properties have been vandalized amidst bitter disputes with church leaders accusing Israel of trying to change long-standing agreements on ownership at holy sites. So it's got so bad now that the church authorities are condemning the Israeli government for this. Israel's foreign ministry wrote on X, "This shameful act stands in direct contradiction to the values of respect, coexistence, and religious freedom upon which Israel is founded and to which it remains deeply committed. Israel remains firmly committed to safeguarding freedom of religion and a freedom of worship for all faiths, and to ensuring that Jerusalem remains a city where every community can live, pray, and practice its faith in safety and dignity." Well, they wouldn't allow the patriarch to pray on Palm Sunday. And this nun is hardly being treated with dignity here when she's being punched in the face and thrown down on the ground. And what about these other Christians that are being spat upon? I mean, this has been going on for years that Christians are being spat upon. Now, I'm not going to say that Jews shouldn't be able to follow their Jewish laws, but I just think that really these communities should be kept separate from one another so that the Jews don't have to see the Christians. They don't have to feel obliged to spit at them or to curse them. And the Christians should be in separate communities where they're not getting spat at and they're not getting cursed. But the only way you could really do that would be to have a Christian sector of Jerusalem and a Jewish sector, which I suspect they probably do have that. And when they cross paths, this is the sort of thing that happens, because this is the sort of problem that you get with multiculturalism, with multi-religions. I mean, we even had problems in Ireland with Catholics and Protestants. You look at the troubles that we had there. And that's from two groups of people that biologically, there's really very little difference between the Northern Irish and the Irish and the British. There's very little very little difference between them. Yet we had all these problems there, these religious problems. We wouldn't have had them if the whole country had been Catholic or the whole country had been Protestant, then we wouldn't have had these problems. And I guess this really makes an argument for Israel just being full of Jews, but Israel shouldn't have been able to take that land from the Palestinian Muslims in the first place. This is why we have this problem there. And I'm not sure whether the Christians were mistreated like this when it was under Ottoman control. I don't know whether they mistreated the patriarch, but they clearly allowed them to have their churches there. So it wasn't treated in the same way that Christianity is treated in Saudi Arabia, which won't tolerate any Christians in Saudi Arabia. There is this intolerance. And that's the sort of thing that you get when you have these two different groups living together. And whether it's people being stabbed in Britain, Jews being stabbed in Britain, or whether it's Christians being spat at and punched in Israel, it's a problem that's caused by having multiculturalism. That's the root of the problem. If you want to stop these problems, we need to stop multiculturalism. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.